I think everybody's looking forward to it. It's another great occasion. Last Friday night was great, but now you're at the business end of it when it's, you know, the places are between ourselves and Limerick. I think everybody's looking forward to it. If we'd been given this at the start of the season, I think we would have taken the hand of anybody that we'd be playing in their last game for a place in the Premiership. So we're looking forward to it, and we're hoping that the fans come out and numbers get behind the team, as Ollie said in there. They were brilliant in the draw of the game. I suppose a few wee things. We definitely are appealing to the fans. If they would get their tickets before the night, if possible, there will be a huge crowd there. It gets them into the ground faster. It makes the management of it easier from our perspective.
And tickets will be on sale at various outlets, and Harps will let people know where those outlets are.
Yeah, anybody can check at www.finharps.com this evening. They'll see outlets all through the county, from Buncrana down to Killybegs, across to Donegal Town, Lifford. So we put the tickets out around the county. Full details will be there on our page tonight. We're asking people for that. We're also, especially, and I've said it in there, we're asking for people in the south of the county to give themselves that bit more time getting to the match. We all had lots of problems there last Friday trying to get through the traffic out in Capri, that where there's two sets of traffic lights. There was a lot of people got held up on that and missed the start of the match. So
that is an issue, John, because there were heavy delays, weren't there, ahead of the Drogheda game because of the roadwork. So I'm sure you have been in negotiations with the Gardaí to try and improve things for Monday night.
We have. Oh, in fairness, that was... You know, it was very annoying that night. I got caught up on the thing myself, and I think it was there about 35 minutes. The traffic was incredible coming into Balbuffet. We have talked to the Gardaí. They're working with it. They have talked to the people involved in the thing to see what can be done. They're trying to put I think my understanding is that the Gardaí will be present there to try and facilitate as smooth as possible. They're working on a number of initiatives, but at the end of the day, the roadworks are not going to disappear. We're still going to have a bottleneck there. It's a bank holiday Monday, which adds to it. So
just allow a bit more time for the journey.
Allow yourself that half 20 minutes, half an hour, I think would be the thing. And people just to remember it's a 7:45 kickoff as well, not 8 o'clock, you know.
Yes.
And but that's what we're hoping to bring touchwood to run smoothly. And we just appeal to the fans again there, you know, that reminding them that it's an alcohol-free zone on the night. So we're just asking the fans to come along, get behind the team. And again, as the manager said in there, if we go one up, great, you know. Create the atmosphere. If we go one down, get behind. You know, their support is needed. We're starting into 3 hours of football on Monday night, so it's a long haul. But you know, we're happy that everything that could be done has been done in preparation. But look, we're just asking fans to come along and support like they do, even like the last time against Limerick, when they certainly were a huge help to us. But we're all looking forward to the match, I think, in fairness.
Yeah, and listen, these two games come at the end of another long season, John. A lot of work involved, not only just with the teams, but off the field, yourself and your colleagues on the Finn Harps committee doing Trojan work. And it all comes down to these final two games. But I'm sure at a time like this, it's worth mentioning those and thanking them for the efforts that they've put in.
Oh, it is. You know, if people think back to this time last year and what we were doing after the season finished, we had sat down with Ollie. We had gone through everything very, very, very in great detail. We had 9 players that had left the club at that stage. So there was a huge, huge amount of work. Ollie started doing his part of it. Obviously, we had lost money because of the nature of when you're at the bottom of it. So, everybody involved in the club, volunteers, the Celtics volunteers who work on match night, my fellow board members, like the amount of work that's gone on there over the year. And we should never forget now that we have an academy, we have 15s, we have 7s, 19s. The same amount, the same cost is involved with those teams in travel and that. And as well, the same amount of paperwork is also in place for when you're registering those players with the FAI. So a huge amount of work. But, you know, When you look back on the year, even at the stage, you can look back with a degree of satisfaction. We went down, other teams have gone down and, you know, have been really in trouble after it. But you would be quite happy that a lot of work has been done. And you said a lot of people around the club deserve the highest praise for what they've done. Absolutely brilliant work by an awful lot of people who probably nobody has even seen or heard of, but have been brilliant, and been brilliant to the team, the manager, the board, the club, and, you know, we just want to pay tribute and thank them for their work.